Welcome to Grit, Grace, and Glitz. I'm your host, Erica Rothenberger, and I'm so excited for you to join me and my amazing guests every week as you learn how to get gritty, how to give yourself the grace that you deserve, and to celebrate all the glitz that comes to you along the way. Are you ready to unlock your potential? Let's do this.
Hello, everyone. I am so excited for today. You are listening to Grit, Grace, and Glitz. And here today, who encompasses all of that, is our amazing, amazing guest, Lauren Eckhart. And she has such a history of who she is and what she represents, so many different hats. She is not only an award-winning and best-selling author of CEO of Burning Soul Press, it's a coaching and publishing company that gives a platform for soul-driven writers to share their inspiring and empowering messages with each other. Not only does she do that and help launch other authors into just their goodness and their greatness and sharing so much about them, but she is a mom of two young boys, a 2 and a 5-year-old, and they certainly are her why. She is just one who embraces life's journeys. I've had the honor to get to know her and just watch her on social media and what she does to empower other women, to empower her family, and just truly show other people how they can show up as authors and express who they are in so many ways. And so when I think about grit, I think about you, Lauren. I think about you doing it with grace and how you do it, and you constantly being able to relish and take a step back and talk about the glitz and the good part about our lives, about being able to say, hey, listen, let's stop and pause and remember all the wonderful things that you're doing each and every day to touch so many people. So welcome. Welcome to the podcast today.
Thank you, Erica. That was just a wonderful introduction. And I kind of want you to introduce me to everything moving forward, if you could. Thank you. I have goosebumps. I am so honored to be here with you today.
Oh, it's my honor to have you. And, you know, I just know that everyone listening today is going to walk away with such goodness that you're going to like sprinkle on them. And I always say like, it's like magical, like unicorn dust that you get to sprinkle on other people. And whatever, you know, there's going to be someone that you're going to just resonate with so much today. So many of my listeners that, you know, you're going to be able to impact maybe a behavior today, impact something that they want to do in life. And that's truly what this is all about. So with that being said, let me start here. You know, you look at social media and you see the reels and you see, you know, all this, you know, this beautiful family that you have. But let's face it, like all of us, especially as women, we have areas of self-doubt, right? You know, whether it be on a daily basis or on a minute basis or wherever it is, we all have sprinkles of that throughout the day. We're saying, hey, are we worthy enough? Or is there imposter syndrome or whatever that looks like? How do you want to day-to-day, month-to-month, year-to-year basis, overcome that and make that muscle stronger?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, you know, it's probably strengthened the most over the past few years because I have forced myself to become more visible because my company, my passion, my mission in life depends on it. I am an introvert. I'm an empath. So I've spent most of my life just kind of, you know, against the wall, letting everyone else live and me just taking notes, being there as a support system and encourage them along the way. So when it comes to like putting myself out there, which social media is all about, you know, it's a struggle sometimes to not feel like you have to fit into a specific box, right? Like you can truly show up as you. And from a business perspective, that's especially challenging. I mean, you know, especially with a lot of women-owned businesses specifically, you know, like everyone's using the like wider filters and all of that. And I'm like, well, I kind of like things moody. Like I'm kind of moody, you know, like I like that kind of dark with the light sort of look. But when you're first stepping into that role, it's hard not to be swept up by everything, you know? It's funny, even as like coming out the corporate world, I have 13 years of human resources experience. And you know, while I was there, I felt like I was constantly trying to live up to this corporate life, this corporate look, the corporate image. And then you step away from that, you become an entrepreneur. And it's funny because even though an entrepreneur is not supposed to fit in a box, ideally, there's still a box, right? For an entrepreneur that you're still trying to fit in. And you have to learn that it's all about being who you are. It's stepping into that. As an empath, I tend to feed off the energy of other people, especially. And I'm a people pleaser by nature. And I've really had to learn that I don't need confirmation from anyone else around me. It's all the affirmation within who I am. It's the affirmation of the mission that I have set out to accomplish, the life that I am living every single day. There's no need to alter that for other people. It's just owning it, owning your past, owning your present, stepping into who you already are, and just making that visible. So I would say it's been a challenge, but every single day, you know, sometimes it's actively working to be better, to strengthen that muscle, as you said.
Yeah, and I so agree. I appreciate your authenticity there because, you know, I think, you know, if I were to see you from afar or this, that, and the other, it's easy to make those assumptions, right? But the thing that you hit on that really resonated with me is that tapestry, right? Where we've come, where we're going, what that looks like, and being really proud of those things. I think so many of us in the past, and I think more and more it's changing, but it's, oh, we have to be shameful that our parents got divorced, or we have to put this, repress this because we're no longer in corporate America, or we have to, because we didn't fail, we failed at our first entrepreneurial gig, right? And we sometimes repress that instead of saying, you know what, this is who I am, and this is my story, and no one else gets to own it. And what a beautiful, beautiful gift that is. And I think more of us just need to have that honesty with each other in private conversations, but also to be able to share those sides of it, you know, that every day does not look like, you know, that perfect, like, white frame, glossy picture that you spoke of. And it, some days it may look like that dark image, and it's okay, because that's what gets us there. But I think you going back, and I think what I hear you saying, what, you know, people that are listening who may be dealing with some self-doubt, it's really connecting with your inner self. It's really coming back to who you are, accepting that. And it's not, hey, listen, go and get 22 trainings and make sure you're, you know, read, you know, 90 books by, you know, December, the end of the year. It's making sure, hey, listen, you can connect with yourself and finding good daily mechanisms to be able to do so.
100% on.
Yeah, yeah. So with that being said, what's the biggest challenge you have where you're at right now with your current business? Because you are an entrepreneur, you have the corporate background, you have to manage a household and two kids, and you have a lot going on. How do you, what is that challenge right now that's kind of that, that you're, that you might be a little bit torn with right now?
Yeah, sure. It's always the balance, right? It's always the balance of being present with everything that you take on in your life. But the other part of that too, I think it goes back to still that message that we talked about, the owning who you are in all parts of yourself. I just had a conversation with my team about this because, you know, in the past, Burning Soul Press was officially launched April of last year, which is crazy. It went from a one-woman show to now we have a team of six. We're hiring for two more positions, and it hasn't even been a year. You know, it's been an incredible ride. So I just talked to them about how this is my time. Like, I need to step away from the day-to-day, officially own the CEO role, the CEO skin, start doing more things that head in that direction. But I've got two little ones, you know, who are always busting in, and it makes it hard to not feel guilty sometimes, to not feel like I'm not where I'm supposed to be, like CEO role. No, no, no. Like, I can't have kids coming in all the time, you know, and interrupting things. And I have actually held myself back a bit from becoming more visible, doing more lives, et cetera, because I'm like, man, I know what's going to happen. There's going to be a tearful boy in about 10 seconds from when I start. They always know. They always know when you're on live. But I just told my team, I said, I'm at the point where this is who I am. It is the CEO of Burning Soul Press. It is a mom to two little kids, a wife. I'm still writing my own books, doing a lot within. And it's okay if it blends. I feel chaotic most of the time. And that's just who I am. Like, I will attract the other people who are also juggling 10 million things, and we'll be in this chaos together. The point is that we're moving forward. We're making steps. We're living our dreams every single day. So my biggest challenge right now, I would say, is understanding that I'm not just this one woman show who's starting from the ground at this point with this dream. You know, like, I have stepped into it. I've owned it. And things are growing. It's happening every single day. And yeah, it's okay to realize it hasn't been a year. Like, it's right? Okay, you know,
like the amount that you've accomplished and what you're doing, I mean, is huge. I mean, anyone listening right now is probably like, I can't believe she's even bringing that up, but it's so true because we all feel it, right? But life is truly, especially being a mom and being a boss and, like, you know, in so many ways, it's a mosaic. Like, there's no perfect way to make that picture, right? It's not a perfect, on perfect graph paper. It's not, you know, I know my kids half the time when I'm doing these podcasts or I'm doing a live, they come busting in. My daughter came busting in the other day and she was like, literally, I was doing a live. She just got out of the shower and she had no clothes on. I'm like, okay, listen, like, now I'm going to go, like, now someone's going to, like, you know, there's going to be, like, things, allegations with me. I'm like, you know, things happen, you know, and that's a beautiful thing. Like, when people can see that side of you, going back again to the first question that we talked about, just that authentic self. And I think it just makes you so much more relatable as a boss, because you're going to fast forward 10 years from now, when you have that mom who has that one and that 3-year-old at home, and when she's, you know, feels like she's falling apart or she can't give it all or whatever, you're going to be able to put yourself right back and you are going to be able to help her shine and bring out that best in her. It reminds me a lot. Back in March, I co-authored a book called You've Got This, Boss Mama, not to be mistaken with being a boss, but like, or bossy, I should say, but really being a boss of your own destiny, whatever that looks like, and fitting in that mama part of it without having that mom guilt, you know, and we'd be crazy to say that we don't, but at the end of the day, you know, what we're showing our kids by working so hard and showing them that work ethic, I mean, to me, is one of the most priceless gifts of, you know, next to the quality time we also give them, that we can give them as parents, to be able to go out into the world and show them that you have to work hard for those goals, that you have to work hard for your dreams, and that, wow, mom's doing it. You know, I grew up, my mom always worked hard, but she was home with us for 10 years. And, you know, it's a very different society now.
Yeah. 100%. And I think anytime you can actually bring your children into that, it's one of the advantages we have with being an entrepreneur, letting them be a part of it. You don't have to keep it separate. It doesn't have to be a veil that they can't see what's happening behind the scenes. Like, my 5-year-old is usually in here. He's writing stories on the side. He's checking in on our investments, how our clients are doing, when the books are releasing. Like, it's funny. He is such a little CEO. And I'm like, this is amazing. Like, I want you to see all of this. I want you to be a part of it. And I feel like it's an honor to be able to share that with them and set that example, like you said.
100%. And, like, that's such a gift. And it's not a gift that if you sat down one afternoon, you'd ever teach them. It's just watching through your amazing actions. And you should just be so proud of that, because that to me is a real, that's something that you can't put a price tag on. You know what I mean? They can't always learn academically in school, you know, and watching, let's face it, we are so part of, you know, how we decide to act in life, you know what I mean, is a reflection of the people that we surround. And I see kids, older kids, you know, I was talking to someone today and, like, they were saying that, you know, how much their, you know, son and daughter had, you know, exceeded and this, then the other, and how excited they were for them. And I was like, that's a reflection of you too, though. Yeah. They get a lot of the credit, but it's a reflection of who you were as a parent. And I always think about that. Not that I want to fast forward at all, but the gifts we're giving them now and the marks we're making in their like the impact we're making in their lives now that will reflect years and years to come, both good and bad, right? I'm sure at some point my kids will end up in some form of therapy because I, you know, did or said something wrong, and I'm okay with that too.
there's a 50-50 chance of that happening no matter what you do as a parent. I am learning that. But right. It's so funny. I mean, you're exactly right. We listen to Easton do these like fake Zoom calls all the time, and listening to these conversations he's having on these Zoom calls are hilarious. And a lot of times he'll be like, no, it's okay. You take the day off. You need that. Go take care of you. And he was doing it the other day. And my husband goes, you do know that's because he watches you, right? And it was like the most incredible compliment, because I'm like, he's seeing empathy, right? And how we interact with other people. And like you said, that's stuff you don't learn in school. You see that by how your parents are interacting with other people and those relationships. And
yep, absolutely. And I'm sure like some of the times when I'm like on the opposite end of the spectrum, I hope that they get a lot of that goodness and that greatness and like this, but they'll pick up some of the other stuff too. And that's okay. Like I look at my two kids and their little feisty personalities. I'm like, they must get that from my husband. And everyone's like, no, they get that from you, Erica. And I'm like, okay. Well, you know, you win some, you lose some. So, so listen, Lauren, so with that being said, obviously you have a really unique brand and what you're doing and what you're building. How do you stay ahead of it? How do you stay ahead of it in like the marketplace? How do you continue to learn to stay on top of those things?
Yeah, I would say two primary ways. I mean, number one, I'm an avid reader. I always have been. It's kind of what led me down this path in the first place, is my love for books, my love for storytelling. So just reading helps me stay on top of the markets, constantly learning, constantly doing personal development things. But honestly, in association with my brand specifically, you know, we're all about empowering other people to embrace their life journeys, the peaks and the valleys, the light and the darkness, to really own who they were, because that shaped their character into who they are today. That's why they are who they are today. And to own that, not have that shamefulness like you were referring to earlier, you know, to really see the beauty in everything that's taken place. Because when we're able to embrace our own life journeys and share that with other people, that's how we're able to help other people who may not be there yet. And so with my brand, it's truly just listening. It's listening to our clients. It's listening to the leads that come through. The best thing I can ever do for Burning Soul Press is continue to listen to our people, because it's their stories. Those are the stories we want to share with the world. Those are the stories that we want to make sure that the readers are hearing and listening, to learn that they're not alone, to get the help that they need, the steps that they need to move forward and with whatever they, wherever they're stuck at in life. Yeah. So honestly,
let me ask you a question, yeah, Lauren, because something that I'm sure there's a lot of people that are listening to this right now. And you know, that feisty A personality always trying to come up with the solution in their head. And I know it's something that I always struggle with. Is there anything that you do right now that really helps you be an active listener? Because I feel like a lot of people, just in general, just the way we are with our cell phones and media and like just so much coming in and out of our brains, anything that you do that allows you, because you know, your demeanor, you feel so connected to who you are. And I can tell that you really listen to people. And that's a true gift. That is a true gift that to me is really hard to, I think most of us say we're good listeners, but I think most of us actually aren't good listeners. And I'll include myself in that.
Well, I think anytime it's hard, because like you said, there are the distractions. I see my phone lighting up now. It's hard not to look at the computer screen with the time to think about what your next meetings are. So really, I mean, I try to focus on people's eyes, because the eyes tell the stories even when their mouths aren't. It's the emotions, it's the things you can see them processing what's happening in their minds. And people, it's amazing. People are just amazing. I mean, it's even like from a coaching standpoint, as you know, like every answer someone needs is within themselves already. They just need the ability to talk it out, to say it out loud. And so when people are feeling listened to and you're really just connecting to their eyes, it's almost like they're talking to themselves. It's a safe platform for open communication where people don't barge in and think that you're crazy because you're in a room talking to yourself, you know. But so much light, so much clarity happens the more that you're able to talk and talk and talk.
And yeah, I love that. And you know, it's something that I forget if it was in a book or it was a blog or whatever I did. And I will say that there's a lot of things that I probably royally didn't do well as a parent, especially when my kids were, you know, young, and I still consider them young at 4 and 7. But one of the greatest gifts that I try to do with my kids is when I know they really need to be listened to is bend down and get on one knee and get right at their eye level. Like when my daughter may be like upset to go into school one morning, it's getting down to her level and just looking her in the eyes. Hey, you are a person, your feelings are being justified. And I love you. And today's going to be an amazing day. And it's not that it takes away whatever is upsetting her, but I think it just brings, and it's been something that I really, really try to practice. I don't always do. I try. But when I do it, I can really feel that I feel accomplished as a parent when I remember to do it, because I know that it resonates with them that much more. And even with discipline too, you know what I mean? Being able to look them in the eyes and let them know you mean business and that it's a serious issue you need to talk to them about.
100%. It's completely different when you're half looking at the phone and half looking at them versus, like you said, getting down on their level, looking them in the eyes, like all of my attention on you. I mean, as humans, that's all we want, right? We want to be seen and heard and understood. Kids, the same thing. So that doesn't happen when we're standing above them, getting on their level, truly listening to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So with that being said, you are so accomplished at such a young age. What do you feel that the most, like, what unique skills do you think that have really helped you, or the unique skill, or maybe one or two that have really helped you propel your career and finding something that you just have a passion for?
Yeah, I would say it's truly listening to what's within and trusting that part of me. I feel like we all know what we want to do in this life, right? It's just a matter of taking the steps, having the faith to move forward and trust ourselves that everything's going to be okay. And for me, it's always been, I mean, my entire life, even when I was a little girl, strangers would come and share their stories with me. Like, I could be at a park or at a store and people would just open up to me. And so it's almost like looking back at my entire life, I've seen that trend over and over and over again, that storytelling, being that safe space for people. And I feel like you have that. Like, most people have that throughout their life, these little nuggets, right, that they can pick up and collect for what their purpose is. Why are they here? How can they help more and more people? So it's been tuning into that that's helped this dream come true. But I don't know. I think it comes back more than anything to just, I've always been able to encourage other people because of the listening, probably listening to them, believing in them, seeing their strengths, their intentions, their dreams. I get I'm going to call them intuitive downloads when I'm talking to people. And I can see the sort of books that they should publish or write and publish. I can see like the workshops or the coaching or retreats that they should hold. Like, I get all of these visual downloads of them doing these different things in life. And sometimes I share them depending on how the conversation's going. And sometimes I don't, depending on how the conversation's going. But I think that's always been a strength of mine, is just being able to listen and kind of feel almost like what their dreams and their intentions are.
Wow. And help bring it out. Cause that's so true. Like, so many of us, I think, for, you know, for whether it's an entire lifetime or just for periods of your life, you know, you kind of repress, like, no, I don't need that. I don't need that passion. No, that's not really what drives me. This is what's safe. And I'm sure you went through struggles of that when you went from corporate over to this, saying, is this all going to work out? And what it really all boils down to for most of us as humans is fear of failure, right? Yeah. I mean, it's one of the biggest things. It's like, it's not that we know we don't want to do it. It's like, but what if I fail? And I've told people, I've declared it, or I don't accomplish it. And let's face it, I mean, look at all of the entrepreneurs that are out there. Some of the most successful, most ambitious, most like incredible people in this world. You know, I don't care if it's, you know, Bill Gates or Oprah, or, you know, who have failed so many times, you know, Michael Jordan. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, some of the most mega, like, iconic superstars, and you hear their stories about failures. And if they didn't have all those failures, they never would have been. And I truly believe that's really what defines the people that set themselves apart from just staying on the straight and narrow, is that we're willing to say, okay, I may fail at this, But I know that's going to propel me to that next lily pad or propel me down the road to where I'm trying to go and what I'm trying to do. And I don't believe that for any of us, there's ever a final destination. And, you know, unless we just, you know, become complacent. And at that point, like, then do we really stop living, you know? So it's always having kind of that fire within you. But also, I think you brought up a really good point before, staying also content where you're at and being able to, you know, and that's kind of with the podcast, that glitz, being able to enjoy that moment, that glitz, those glitzy times in your life. And when I say that, I don't mean shiny earrings or, you know, new cars. I mean like the glitz and the beautiful things that happen every day in our life that we need to relish and enjoy.
But that's why you have to fail. Right? I mean, that's why you have to fail. So once you reach that point, you realize how beautiful and how golden it actually is. And the other part of that, if you become an overnight success without all of this failure leading up to that, your mindset is not going to be where it needs to be able to handle that and keep moving forward. It's not going to have that long-term impact, that long-term effect. So that's why that failure is so important, is because it makes you stronger to be able to handle everything else that comes up later. If I started this company 10 years ago, I would have given up within the first 3 weeks, you know, because it gets hard at times. But yeah, because of everything I've learned and the failures over the years, I now see everything for what it is. And, you know, what would have been a big problem to me 10 years ago is now just this minor little blip that I keep moving through and keep progressing in. And you have to have failures.
And motherhood helps with that a lot, especially once the second comes along. Things just don't care about anymore. You're like, okay, listen, you don't want to wear your jacket today? It's 33 degrees. Fine. Yeah. Don't wear it. Yeah. Put a scarf around your neck, you know? Just the things that we just kind of have to learn to, quote unquote, let go and realize, like 10 years ago. And I'll say it to my husband sometimes, like, if I had met you 15 years ago, I don't know if we ever would have got married because I wasn't in the same boat. So it's the people that come into your life at certain times, you know, and when opportunities come into your life. And it sounds like the opportunity, you know, with Burning Soul Press came into your life at just like the, I'll never say perfect time, the right time when your mindset was at a stage where you're like, I can take this on and handle it. And I want to remind anyone listening to this, like if you've stubbed your toe or you haven't met it before, it doesn't mean that it still can't happen. I don't care if you're 22 or you're 82 years old listening to this, like you still have the ability to do that within yourself. So with that being said, what are leaving some of the viewers today with maybe either a favorite podcast, a favorite book, a favorite speaker, someone else that they can turn into that has helped you kind of those days where, you know, you kind of need that extra oomph behind your sparkle.
Yeah. You know, my favorite, he's kind of my entrepreneur hero, is James Wedmore. He's phenomenal. I'm a big personal development nut. I mean, like seriously invest in way too much with personal development because I love that stuff. He is by far, like, his messages, his programs, everything is just spot on. My number one recommendation for anyone who's looking to grow their mindset, to have more faith within who they are, what they can bring to the table, what they can bring to the world, if they want to pursue a business, James Wedmore, hands down.
Okay, so James Wedmore, is that okay?
Yeah, Wedmore, yeah.
Okay, so I just want to make sure everyone heard that. And then where would they, is it a book that you read? Is it like a podcast? Is it?
It's got a podcast. I can't think. Mind Your Own Business is what it's called.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And then he is very active on Instagram. I'm not sure about Facebook. I know for Instagram. But then he has an amazing program that's called Business by Design. And like I said, out of all of the programs I've taken, which is a lot, his is by far number one, the best.
Awesome. Awesome. Guys, check him out. I mean, look where Lauren is like taking her life in personal development. Believe me, it's so important to develop that. And it does not always have to be an expensive or glamorous program. It's just taking the time each and every day to invest in yourself, to be able to bring that energy to everyone else. And I'm a firm believer in that. And it's not always about the quantity of the time, it's the quality of the time that you put into it and making it repetitive. I'd rather someone come to me and say, hey, listen, I was able to do personal development for 5 minutes a day than, hey, listen, at the end of the month, I spent the entire day doing personal development. Like, it's that consistency every day. It's building that muscle and going out there and then being able to serve every capacity of your life that much more, because each day you're showing up that much more prepared in the headspace that, you know, you feel you need to be. So, well, you know, Lauren, with that being said, someone's listening today. I want to say thank you so much for flooding us with so much goodness, so much information. But if people want to find you, they're interested, they're intrigued, they're like, I have a book that I need to write, or I have this burning desire to do what Lauren's doing, or, hey, listen, I just want to meet her. How can they contact you?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I would love to speak with you, especially if you feel like you have a story on your heart that you want to share with the world, a message that you want to share. BurningSoulPress.com is our website. You can also find us on Instagram or Facebook, or you can just email me, Lauren@BurningSoulPress.com. I love to connect with people. But also on our website, we do have a little box that says discovery call. And at least for the next month, all of those discovery calls will be one-on-one with me. So would love to connect with you that way.
Oh, that's amazing. So guys, if you just really resonated with Lauren today and you just want to take that, whatever idea or that burning desire that's within you, or maybe it's just something simple that you want to talk to her about James and all the good things that he's brought into her life, reach out to Lauren. Let's support her. Let's go follow her and her amazing company on Instagram, because whoever you are out there, let's face it, the more we can help other people, the more we can pick people up, the more we can encourage them. Truly, I believe, and especially a world that's just in such a chaotic state, the better we will make it, and just continuing to bless people with your goodness. So Lauren, with that being said, thank you so much for joining Grit, Greats, and Glitz. So excited and honored to have you today. I cannot wait for all the nuggets and feedback that we get. And please, guys, reach out to Lauren. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for joining us today on Grit, Grace, and Glitz. If you enjoyed today's show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, please leave us a review to show us your support. I hope you learned a lot from today's episode, and I cannot wait for you to catch our next episode. I'll see you back here next time on an all-new episode of Grit, Grace, and Glitz.